is access to the rural health clinics and community health centers for persons with disabilities. We have no disclosures to report. And first, I would like to acknowledge the Montana Disability Health Plan Group that developed the Accessibility Ambassador Program within the Montana Disability Health Program as a social marketing strategy. In the interest of time, I will refer you to more information about Accessibility Ambassadors on the Montana Disability and Health website, and I would like to acknowledge the significant contributions of the Montana Centers for Independent Living, the Montana Primary Care Association, and the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, Office of Primary Care. So this slide has a screenshot of the Accessibility Ambassadors webpage and includes a photo of two ambassadors measuring a surface slope of a building entrance. Maybe you have a text description on the previous slide. So for the overview, we suggest basic policy, training, and resource changes are needed to provide people with disabilities equal access to preventive health care and treatment services. So in 2010, roughly 39.5% of adults with disabilities self-rated their overall health as fair to poor compared to persons without disabilities, which was 8.7%. The Montana 2010 Burbit also showed this disparity in the Montana adult population with disabilities, with a similar comparison of 39% of adults with disabilities experiencing fair to poor health compared to 7% of adults without a disability. As evidenced by many of the studies being reported here at the conference, there are also a myriad of healthcare disparities experienced by populations with disabilities. So we present state data on these disparities in the Montana Disability Health Strategic Plan available on our website. So proposed Healthy People 2020 objective DH4 aims to reduce the proportion of people with disabilities reporting delays in receiving primary and periodic preventive care due to specific barriers. So attaining this goal requires increasing the capacity and knowledge of healthcare providers for people with disabilities, as well as increasing the accessibility of healthcare facilities for people with disabilities. Okay. So increasing healthcare access to healthcare through community health centers and rural health clinics is a primary objective for the Montana Disability and Health Program. Funded under the U.S. Public Health Service Act, CHCs utilize federal grants to provide care and service to underinsured, uninsured, and underserved people. Under the rules of operation set forth by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, RHCs provide services to underserved rural communities, and direct reimbursement is given to existing medical practices for costs on Medicaid and Medicare patients. There are currently 50 RHCs and 27 CHCs, including CHC satellites in Montana. So a CHC can be either a nonprofit or public facility, whereas an RHC can be either a for-profit or not-for-profit facility. CHC is required to have a board of directors, so at least over half the board members also being patients of the facility. The CHC is required to provide a full range of primary care and preventive services for all age categories. Under the Affordable Care Act Development Grant, healthcare facilities have the opportunity to receive one-time grants to support existing healthcare facilities to improve capacity to provide primary care and preventive services to underserved populations. So Accessibility Ambassadors conducted on-site assessments of 18 CHCs and 29 RHCs for a total of 47 assessed clinics statewide using the Massachusetts Facility Assessment Tool and a supplemental tool developed with the Montana Disability Health Community Planning Group. That was actually developed by the Montana Community Planning Group, Ambassadors, the Office of Primary Care, and the Montana Primary Care Association. Okay, so this is a brief description of the layout of the MFAT, short for Massachusetts Facility Assessment Tool. So there are four priority areas. Priority area one is accessible approach and entrance. Priority area two is access to goods and services. Priority area three is accessible restrooms. And last, priority four is additional access. So in this example, the item service area in priority area 2, access to goods and services, consists of 13 elements, including reception, intake counter, waiting area, doors, hall corridors, carpeting, protruding objects, controls, dressing room, alternative changing area, exam room and accessible exam table, mammography machine and accessible weight scales, and last waiting room. These are the text description of the previous slide. And so we created a map of Montana that shows the 29 counties with participating CHDs and RHDs. So icons indicate the location of community health centers and rural health clinics that participated in this project. The triangle indicates